Brian Smith, chairman of the Derry County Board. It's championship time again, and there's a great buzz about the county. The league's now been put to bed. And what's it like here in the county of Derry? They're very much craving an Ulster championship one.
Yes, it's a long time since we had success at championship level. We're confident that we have the ability to do it this year. But it's a 50-50 game. When you go into it, you've got to be realistic about it.
Yeah. And I know, speaking to some of the players over the last couple of years, they said their preparation was better than any other county in Ulster. But on the day, their performances let them down, and they're really, really craving this one. But the talent has always been there in Derry, and it's just on the day, isn't it, Brian?
Absolutely. I have no doubt that we have the talent in Derry, the same talent as we have in any other county in Ireland. If it doesn't come out on the day, they talk about lady luck. Some people say you don't have luck, you make your own luck. But if the ball bounces the wrong way for you, there's nothing you can do about it. Doesn't matter how much ability you have. So you need that element of luck on the day to be successful.
Yeah, because Ulster football is so intense, Brian.
From day one, you have to be at your peak for Ulster. The likes of the Munsters are a totally different ball game. Not being disrespectful to the weaker counties down there, they put in a lot of effort, but the big guns down there don't have the same intensity until they get to the closing stages. Ulster, from day one, that intensity is there. Any team could win Ulster. And that leaves you, your preparation has to be top notch from day one.
They like to put Ulster football down, and at times the style of play, and it's not entertaining, but at the end of the day, Brian, it's a results business, and if you want to be successful, particularly in Ulster, you have to get the result no matter what way.
The unfortunate thing about it is if the team wins, it's a great team. If they lose, the manager done everything wrong. Results are important. I personally don't read newspapers myself because the newspaper doesn't tell the story. It's the guys out on the pitch that tell the story at the end of the game.
Let's go back now and look ahead to this Down game. You have had some great battles with Down, and particularly in recent days, was two games just a couple of years ago, and Derry very much knew all about their opposition on Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to respect Down. We respect Down. We don't fear Down. We don't fear anybody. But you've got to respect them. They put a lot into football. They're flying high at the minute because they're after getting promotion out of Division 2. And that has to create a buzz. And that certainly is something that we have to be aware of. But again, we respect them. We don't fear them. We think we can match them. And I still refer back to earlier that the luck of the draw on the day and the bounce of the ball is what wins matches.
I know, talking to Brian McIver, that as we said at the start, there's a craving here for an Ulster Championship one, and what that would do for Derry football would be a huge boost.
Oh yes, I think a boost like a one against Down, especially in your own home turf, is very, very important. It creates a buzz among your supporters throughout the county, and especially the young people. And it's important to remember the young people in our games, because we've got to remember these players are out in these championship games. They're the idols of the young players within the county, and we want to try and create an impression to keep these guys going and bring them on, that someday they're the stars.
Good. And speaking of boosts, what has Sleath Neill given to the county of Derry? They got, of course, to the All-Ireland Club final, and all the clubs were getting behind them. It was a phenomenal journey. Unlucky to lose out in the decider. But what has that done for Derry football, Brian?
Oh, I think the Sleath Neill story answers itself. When you take the small rural area that it is, the intensity that the people, everybody, man, woman and child, from grandmother to grandchild, have put into it, it gave Derry a boost, it gave Derry a lift. And certainly when we were there supporting them in Crow Park on the 17th of March, we were proud to be there representing Sleath Neill as Derry people.
And it's a good lift to get heading into inter-county championship action.
That's right. It goes to show you again, I go back to the club scene, where club football in Derry is very, very intense in all games. And if you look at the club championships, Derry teams are never too far away in the club scene going on to All-Ireland series. So that shows that the football ability is there. And coming back to the 7th of June, we just want to get that wee bit of luck, and hopefully we'll get over the line ahead of Down.
Yeah, and converting that intensity and talent at inter-county level, I suppose that's something that needs to be mastered. And if it can be done, Brian, Derry can go a long way.
Absolutely. And as chairman of the Derry County Board, I would have total confidence in Brian McCabe and our backroom staff. I think we have the personality there to bring Derry football over the line and move them on. And who knows, September might be as far away as a lot of people think.
1998 was the last time that you lifted the Anglesell Cup and Ulster title. It's been a long time, Brian.
Yeah, I can remember it well, and everybody keeps telling you 98 is a long time away. A lot of the present day people don't even remember that. We need one. I'm confident we have the people to get us over the line this time, and certainly I think if we can get over the line against Down, who knows where we're going. Ulster, one game at a time. If we get over Down, we'll start worrying about the next game after that.
Yeah, is Derry far away then, Brian, do you think, from the level where Donegal and Monaghan are at the province at the moment?
I don't think there's that big a difference, no. I think we have the players that are capable of doing it. I think that they're very close, they're on a par with Donegal, with Monaghan, and indeed, you don't forget some of the other teams that are in Ulster as well. Like, there's very little difference between any footballer, and they put on the same intensity as Donegal do, Monaghan do. And, you know, people think that Derry football isn't good or we haven't got the players. I have total respect for the players we have. I think those players can get us over the line. And I think it's about us believing in them. And that's certainly like the 16th man.
Brian, many thanks for talking to Highland Radio Sport. We wish you all the best of luck in the Ulster opener against Down. And by all accounts, you're very much talking that these guys are going to come from under the radar and create maybe a surprise or two.
Well, you've got to be confident. I always talk about positivity with a capital P rather than negativity with a capital N.